Is it working? Mm-hmm. I'm honored to be here with such great experts for important issues related to digital transformation, sustainable development, and women's leadership. Women's employment in science, technology, and engineering continues to be a pressing issue. There are two pivotal topics that meet at the heart of sustainable development: gender-inclusive digital transformation and effective partnership. Women and girls, especially in the rural and remote areas, those with disabilities, and those affected by migration, can be empowered in digital sphere through next four directions. First, access to digital tools, like affordable internet connectivity, is very important. For example, there is good and not so expensive internet covering in Kyrgyzstan, but the women have limited exposure to new technologies and skills, partially due to their time spent in unpaid care and domestic work. Nonetheless, I am grateful to say that today women are participating more in digital. Ministry of Digital Development of Kyrgyzstan has achieved success in GovTech, created a digital platform Tunduk to support paperless documentation between G2G and G2B sectors. 50% of users of documents are women. Second, investing in digital skills training for women. Our example, there are 80 computer classes that are used only during election period in Kyrgyzstan. I managed to unite several stakeholders as Central Election Committee, business, NGOs, and we organized a free 2 months training of basic computer skills in Kyrgyz language for girls and women in all regions. And additionally, we provide them webinars not only on computer skills, but also on family relationships, psychological support, financial literacy, and online work. So direction, leadership opportunities for women in digital transformation. In Kyrgyzstan, Minister of Digital Development is a woman. Half of the financial sector in Kyrgyzstan are ruled by women. The CEO of Halyk Group is a woman too, and there are 70,000 employees, on which 73% are women. According to this, I think financial sector can be one of the great examples of women digital leadership. Together, we must support all women in their desire to be a leader, because there are too less women leaders in digital sphere. Fourth direction, of course, we should increase investment in evidence-based initiatives. Today, we observe that the number of boys choosing STEM professions is more than the girls. The salary of STEM specialists is higher than the non-STEM. If that continues, the gap between men and women in job position may increase in the future more. Our banks has implemented several projects aimed at training and supporting women and girls in IT. The bank participated in the UN project STEM for All as a mentor. Also, one of the students' projects named Valois, which we supported, took a prize. It is a prototype of a mobile application which has been developed to help promote financial service among blind and visually impaired people. The second pivotal topic of sustainable development is building effective partnerships and cross-sector collaboration for digital transformation. Private sector and banks play a crucial role in driving digital innovation with the accent on social responsibility initiatives. Our bank becoming the first commercial bank in the Central Asia with ESG rating since 2020. In 2022, our team, which consists of 70% of girls, implemented a new product, digital customer onboarding. Without visiting a bank office, signing a papers, and ordering a plastic card, anybody can become a remote bank customer in a few minutes. This solution helped us to save more than 12 tons of paper and 500 kilos of plastic. Banks also can design financial products tailored to women entrepreneurs. There are barriers to women's involvement in business, as lack of knowledge and competencies, lack of source of funding to start a project, as well as gender stereotypes. In March 2019, as a bank, we introduced a loan program with low interest rate aimed at supporting and developing women's entrepreneurship. According to our statistics, women have a higher credit rating. The amount of tax debt for women is 1.5 times lower than for men. In addition, Halyk Group, together with Visa, have launched the global initiative She's Next. Supporting women entrepreneurs is becoming one of the key issues, both for state and for society. In conclusion, I would like to say that over the years, I have witnessed the more preference is usually given to men in work because of the stereotype that women cannot balance work and family life. However, I, as a mom of six children, as a woman leader with big experience in the financial sector, can be example for girls and say that it is possible to achieve your goals through persistent and hard work. My own mission and the mission of Halyk Group is to support women in their pursuit to be on the equal level with the men in the digital world. Thank you for your attention, and I'm sending to you greetings from all Kyrgyz women. And thank you. Mm-hmm.